You're listening to a Day1.fm show.
Pick My Brain is the podcast where founders pitch me their startup and I try to give them some useful advice so they can connect better with potential co-founders, investors, media, and of course, customers. My name's Alan Jones and I was a founder myself for about 15 years, and after that an angel investor for another 15 years, so yeah, old. Some of my ventures have been successful and some failed disastrously, but I like to think I've learned a thing or two along the way, and maybe some of that can help you. So if you'd like to learn how to tweak your pitch, subscribe to the Pick My Brain show now, wherever you like to listen to podcasts.
Hi, it's Chris Titley here. As part of the FinTech Fun podcast, I'm joined by Tom Ferrier from Greener. Tom, welcome back, and thanks for being on the podcast again.
Oh, always terrific, Chris.
Tom, for the listeners out there that haven't heard the story before, what exactly is Greener and how does it work?
Look, in really simple terms, it's a free and easy platform that helps businesses save money and emissions at the same time. And a lot of people don't believe it's possible, but we're leveraging the scale of Australia's 2.5 million small to medium businesses and really bringing together their buying power to ensure great offers for sustainable solutions across their entire business. So if you think energy, transport, waste, or packaging, we're getting support from some of the biggest names in the country to bring big business prices to the small guys and, I guess, reward them for getting greener.
And Tom, you mentioned that 2.5 million businesses. Obviously, it's a big market out there, but a lot of them are struggling with the rising costs and obviously what's going on in the economy. How is Greener helping them through this?
Mate, they are struggling in a massive way. So for those who don't know, small to medium businesses make up 98% of the businesses in the country, and 43% of them are non-profitable. They are struggling just to keep the lights on. And another thing that's probably not front of mind for them is that small to medium businesses, I guess, contribute to, I guess, around 40% of the country's emissions. So really, that highly fragmented landscape is something that just has been underserved and wrongly served. And so we're really bringing them together to, I guess, help them save money. And as I mentioned, we're unlocking big business prices for the small guys, and it's just simple economics. Like, who does not want to save money and at the same time feel good about doing something that's better for the planet? And ultimately, that's what the carrot is. It's either money or planet or both at the same time to help them get greener.
And in regards to some of those examples of small business and putting the hat on to sort of understand Greener a bit more, how does it work when a small business is saving money by joining Greener?
Look, they simply log in to www.greener.com.au and they're presented with a number of different ways that they can save money and emissions. And I guess we save the money across three different ways. Firstly, the member-only offers that I mentioned before, whether it be, I guess, exclusive pricing for 100% green power. Not many people have heard of it, and only about 1% of businesses in the country use it. But in the most simplistic terms, it's like renewable energy, but coming from the grid. It's one of the quickest, easiest ways to reduce emissions. And while it typically gets charged out at a premium, our exclusive offer and strategic partnership with Origin is providing huge savings for businesses that switch to this thing in under 5 minutes. We've got great offers from Sendal, 18% off and more for carbon neutral shipping. And just recently, we've locked in a strategic partnership with Appliances Online, who are not only providing special rates for the curated most energy efficient appliances, but they also do the drop off. They take your old appliance to recycle it along with their packaging. So that's the first way we save, the member only offers. But we also make sure that those types of, I guess, actions that businesses often hear about, like switching to solar, switching to EVs, those capital intensive actions, we're removing that upfront cost, whether that be through, I guess, subscription-based models for EVs or financed but with zero interest, packages for solar. And then finally, government grants and rebates. There's a whole raft of them out there, but trying to make sense of them is really difficult. Yet businesses here in New South Wales and South Australia only have to pay $33 and they can get their entire fit out refitted with energy efficient LEDs and save about $3,000 a year on energy. So we've really bundled all of these things in to Greener for Business to help businesses make sense of what the opportunities are out there. And again, save money on the planet.
Yeah, no, there you go. And obviously, as those deals come on, there's more businesses using the platform. Obviously, that's the goal. But you know, what types of businesses are sort of ripe for using the Greener platform? And you know, what sort of savings are they? You mentioned $3,000 there, but you know, what sort of other savings are they seeing as well?
Yeah, so we support any business. All you need is an ABN, even if you just operate your business from home. And I guess I've touched on Green Power before. It's the action that I'm most excited about. We're seeing businesses, or I'll touch on a few. So bars like Stitch Bar in Sydney, they're saving upwards of $2,000 a year while taking emissions equivalent to 15 cars off the road in under 5 minutes. Just last week, we helped a Meals on Wheels business called The Village Chef. They saved $15,000 a year and took 59 cars off the road. Now that saving, it effectively equates to another 1,000 meals for the elderly. So great for the community. And just last week, again, Independent Reserve Crypto, they saved over $600 a year while taking 14 cars off the road. So we really do offer actions and support and savings for all types of businesses, small, medium, or even franchises. And we're seeing them reap the rewards, which is fantastic.
And Tom, I followed your journey for a long time, and a lot's been happening in the last month, but a lot's been behind the scenes for a couple of years, and now a couple of years now. In terms of what's next, if we come back and do another interview with you in 12 months' time and put the hat on, where would you like to see Greener?
So, Chris, if you've been following like you have for quite a while, you know we love to dream big. And we're really, with our product Greener for Business, our goal is to halve emissions in the small to medium business sector by 2030. It's a big target. Mm. It sounds too big. It's the equivalent of taking 25 million cars off the road in emissions. And while I just rattled off a few, we took 59 off last week with The Village Chef and 14 off with Independent Reserve Crypto. We've got a long way to go, but we're getting incredible support from organisations like councils here in Australia. They've all set their own net zero targets, but they can't get there unless all of their constituents get to net zero too. So they're putting Greener in the hands of all of their businesses within their jurisdiction for free. We're doing the same with NAB, Origin, and all of the other large organisations in the country. They're taking this platform as a free service for their customers to get greener. So that's our ultimate ambition for Greener for Business. And we also want to do the same for the consumer. That's something that I'll probably be talking to you about next year. We've been in beta with our consumer product. It's getting great results, but focus is everything. And so we've really been, I guess, laser focused on Greener for Business to make sure that the launch is as great as possible, but also taking the learnings from all of our early users. We're working with them in tandem to understand what they want from a solution, how we can make it better. So it's not just something that helps them once or twice, but it's something that they actually come back to regularly to help market their business, tell their story, and I guess achieve the impact that we're all looking to achieve.
And Tom, before I get into what sort of the listeners out there can do to help you and support you, et cetera, I'm keen to know you're a big dreamer and a big thinker, and you've got lots of big, hairy, audacious goals. When I talk to a number of tech companies, they always think about the global prize. I'm interested to know your thoughts about the global prize versus just sort of working out the backyard here in Australia first.
Look, it's a great question. We started here in Australia because it is our backyard. And we really want to see both our products, Greener for Business and the consumer offering. We want to see some really positive signs here before we do look to take them abroad. And there's genuine intent to scale these internationally. And the reason is we truly are here to help solve the most pressing problem of our time, that being climate change. And our vision is to make getting greener the better, easier option to do just that. Now, if we want to shift the needle on this problem, great to test it up and learn and really scale it here in Australia. But the majority of emissions, the other 98.5%, 99%, from other places around the globe. So in true, I guess, purpose-driven business fashion, we definitely have ambition to go international because that's where we will shift the needle. But hey, the best places to start is Absolutely. Where you know the market, where you've got networks, and where you can try and move as quickly as possible before embarking on the big, scary overseas trip. Yeah,
that's right. That's right. And finally, Tom, in regards to what listeners can do, there's some listeners out there that are fintechs, there's some listeners out there that are individuals, but also small businesses as well. What can they do to help Greener and help you get to that big, hairy, audacious goal and that vision over the next, you know, 8 years, 7 years, sorry?
Look, right now, Chris, as you know, it's a hectic time of year and everyone's burning the candle at both ends. But that also means that their businesses are operating longer hours, using more energy, shipping more packages, and it's a great opportunity to start seeing the benefit and, I guess, understanding that we are breaking this misconception that it costs more to be greener. Mm. So I'd say jump into Greener for Business, www.greener.com.au, sign up and see what you could save. Green power takes less than 5 minutes to switch to. You can estimate how much you'll save right there in the platform. And not only will you feel great about it because of the benefits to the planet, you'll actually start to save money and put that to the next thing that you're looking to save and so on. Start to count those dollars up and really, if you can't, let us know because we're very confident that you can.
Excellent. Tom, I actually got one final question that just came to me on the back of that in regards to, I remember chatting to you a while ago about retail consumer education on being greener and the actions people can take. How important is that education piece to sort of know what's right and what's wrong and the ignorance around, oh, am I doing good or can I do better and how I do better?
Mate, it is paramount. Let's face it, if you're not aware of a problem or even an opportunity, you're not going to take action. So education awareness is really that first step to taking action. And so as you'll find in our platform and with our EDMs, our socials, education's a key pillar. A lot of people think, I'll use an example of electric vehicles. People think Tesla, cool, it's a great vehicle and all of that. And yeah, they're right. But what many don't know is that the servicing costs of an electric vehicle are about 70% lower than a petrol vehicle.
I didn't know that. There you go.
They don't, and you don't think of it. Like if you've got solar on your rooftop, you then power your electric vehicle with your solar. And if you're doing it in the window of, you know, the daytime or if you've got a battery, your petrol's now free. I'll take it to one step further because this is one that really does blow a lot of people's minds. Rising costs of landfill right now, it's going through the roof, especially for businesses that have to pay the landfill levy. Like a lot of us at home, yes, it's built into our rates, but businesses don't think about it. And if you're a hospitality business, typically around 60% of your bin weight and volume is there from food waste. Hmm. Now, if you're putting 60% of that rubbish into the most expensive kind of, I guess, disposal mechanism like landfill, you're paying too much. So by simply getting an organic bin, not only are you doing better for the planet because there's less of that methane that's entering the atmosphere, but it's saving you a heap of money because your landfill is that lighter stuff that is not the heavy organics. Mm. So some of those really simple educational pieces and did you knows, we like to call them,
yep,
really help unlock people's mind when the attention span is dead, but it then urges them just to think a little bit more and try something a little bit newer. And ultimately, more often than not, they're seeing great benefits from it.
I love the fact that you do the did you knows because I think that's fabulous because it's short and sharp and you don't need to learn too much. And I've already learned a little bit on this podcast chatting to you again, Tom. Always a pleasure catching up. Thank you for telling the greener story, the history of the business, the progress and also the outlook over the next 12 months, which I'm excited about, and a few little secret projects which you mentioned. Looking forward to catching up, and always a pleasure having a chat.
Hey, thanks always, Chris, for getting the word out there. We're really excited about what we're doing. And for your listeners, we'd love them to give the platform a try. And again, give us feedback. We're always striving to get better.
Listen to the Unfunded podcast brought to you by the Day One Network and hosted by me, tech writer Joan Westenberg. We're sharing the no-holds-barred untold stories from entrepreneurs who have decided to build a business on their terms. I'll be interviewing successful founders and operators on the grit and ingenuity it takes to build and scale independent startups without the support of traditional venture capital funding. Subscribe to the Unfunded podcast now, wherever you get your podcasts.